This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump calling on Republican voters overnight to go out and vote. The midterm race is certainly heating up. Tonight, Republican Senator Ted Cruz and his Democratic challenger, Congressman Beto O'Rourke, they face off in their first debate in Texas. Recent polls show, some of the polls show that this race is tightening. That's one of the important things here. Joining me now to discuss CNN Politics, senior writer and analyst Harry. And Harry, you look at Texas, you look at the race against Ted Cruz, and Democrats so badly want this. They have so much hope here. But there are some signs in the polls they may have their hopes dashed.
Yeah, if liberal hopes could drive a Senate campaign to victory, Beto O'Rourke would be winning by 40 points. Unfortunately, the vast majority of the polls do show him losing, including a recent Quinnipiac poll that shows him down 9 points in the state to Ted Cruz. I should point out most of the other polls show a tighter race, but pretty much all of them show Ted Cruz still leading.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The reason why I wanted to play that clip was because Beto O'Rourke, it's funny how this whole race is shaping up with this guy. So Beto is like a slang Mexican term. So Beto O'Rourke wants people to believe that he's more in tune with the Hispanics than the actual Hispanic in the race for Senate in Texas. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And here's what CNN wrote. The crowds and the media love him, but will Texas voters turn out for Beto O'Rourke? In November, the face-off to watch will be between Republican Senator Ted Cruz and his Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke. Now, I just played a clip that, was... I don't know which came first, but I think this article's after the fact. They know Beto O'Rourke has no chance of winning, but this is the Democrats looking for any little sign of hope. The best sign of hope they have is Kristen Sinema, whatever her name is, in Arizona, because we're going to replace one of our two rhino senators, either McCain or Flake, with a potential Democrat, or we get Martha McSally, who's a bit of a fish out of water. She's a very aloof, distant, cold woman. Now, if Republicans are smart, they're going to put her in anyway. Because it's better than this cinema lady, who is nothing but a liar. You should see her commercial. She runs independent for Arizona. She's not independent. She's a radical Democrat. Radical in every way. I mean, you just have to look at her record on child rape. Pedophilia, she'll say, well, in the event of a rape, like a statutory rape, some of these girls look really, they don't look their age. Yeah, but they are their age. Just because a girl develops physically doesn't mean she's developed mentally. A 13-year-old girl may look like she's 20 years old. She may have the body of a 20-year-old. Believe me, I know them, I've seen them, I grew up with a bunch of them. But mentally, they're not. And a guy who's 20 plus years old dating that girl, even though down the road, 7 years is no big deal. But 7 years from 20 to 13 is a huge deal. It's a lifetime. And so this lady's like, well, if they look the part, well, I mean, come on, you got to cut the guy some slack. No, the guy needs to make sure he knows exactly what's going on before he gets involved with any woman. And here's one where I'm saying to you, don't believe them. I'm saying they may tell you they're 18 years old. You better say, well, let me see some ID. Yeah, I tell you what, if you're 18, show me where you live. Let me go meet your parents. Because you don't want to catch a case for something like that just because you're going, well, she was at the club, whatever. No. I mean, it can get ugly out there. But this woman is a radical. Let's go back to Cruz. So they said that this contest could upend the political order in the Lone Star State, and an August NBC News poll showed O'Rourke within 4 points of Cruz. The race is fascinating because it's the best chance for them to turn Texas blue. Democrats had long looked to the state's changing demographics because Texas is 40% Hispanic. and they want to put the state in play. Because if we lose Texas, we Republicans, if we lose Texas, we are done. They said the Texas electorate is not the same as demographics. In 2016, despite a slight increase from prior elections, less than half of the state's eligible Latino voters turned out at the polls. And you want to know why that is? Because the majority, I'm not going to say the majority, but a bunch of those that didn't turn out at the polls were illegals. Now they say, here's the irony that I was pointing out earlier. This race is between one of the country's most prominent Hispanic politicians, Cruz, who supports the wall and admittedly doesn't speak Spanish well, and a white upstart, O'Rourke, who is against the wall and fluent in Espanol. O'Rourke's rise is remarkable, they say, considering that he's running as a staunch liberal, supports gun control, the legalization of marijuana, universal health coverage. What began as a grassroots effort has garnered this momentum that they speak of. But let me tell you what's going to kill the momentum. Everything that the Democrats do, it's not going to kill the momentum just for Beto. It's going to kill the momentum for Kyrsten Sinema. It's going to kill the momentum for all of them. And here's what's interesting. Look, I understand the media cycle. I understand it well better than most. Why are we not talking about the blue wave? Because it doesn't exist. The Republicans aren't the type to go, well, check out this red wave, but the red wave is coming. And I'm telling you guys this because we've been talking about a lot of other things, and you need to understand that I have not taken my eye off the ball. It requires all of you to vote. Get your kids to vote that are legal age. Get your friends that are in the game to vote. Anybody that says, look, you know, these Democrats are going crazy, say, you know what then you need to do? You need to go to the polls and vote them out. There are many Democrats. I had a lady, she called me the other day. Her name is Rachel. She's in her 70s. She says to me, Kevin, I'm a registered Democrat. I will not vote for the Democratic Party. She goes, I haven't voted for them in years. And she goes, and I won't again. I will vote against them. And you know what her rationale was? The Kavanaugh hearings. The Kavanaugh hearings. Now, she hadn't voted for Democrats, but I don't think she voted for Republicans. This year, she says, I'm voting for the Republicans because I've watched what this party has become. Is it just the 70-year-olds? I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it's many. I don't give you guys my take because I base it on one or two people. I base it on many people writing to me, a Democrat that says, I heard your show, or I saw you on TV, or I heard you on another radio program, Kevin, and I agree wholeheartedly. And they say, for every one of those messages, it's like 40, 50,000 people. I get a bunch. Trust me. Hey, we got a ton to talk about today. Can't wait. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I predicted for some time, I've been predicting this for quite a while, that you will see signs that lead you to believe that things are changing. And you got one. It was a big one, but it was a fight. That was a hard-fought fight, and I'm talking about Kavanaugh's confirmation. That was a hard-fought fight. Shouldn't have been. No way should that have been a hard-fought fight. A friend of mine said, out of Texas, he said, Kevin, he goes, we got Pete Sessions and Ted Cruz, two staunch conservatives, who are embattled in Texas. How is this even possible in the state of Texas? I agree with him. He said that. Now, I will tell you, and I'll talk more about this another time, Cruz is going to win Texas. Easy. He's going to win it. I'll cover it in another subject, another segment, or maybe another day, maybe tomorrow. And I'll explain that. But what I do want to tell you is, there are signs. I know you look at the sign, you go, Cruz is losing, how can these guys be that close in Texas? It isn't. It's a ruse. It's a lie. The left have lied on multiple fronts. They want you to believe. Look, they are stacking the deck. And we're figuring it out. We're peeling the people off, the guy trying to find the guy with the ball. We see the scrum, and we're just boop, 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 picking people up like a big giant, tossing them off, because we're going to find the guy with the ball. The deep state's being exposed, as it should be. So we're doing some really good things here. But what I want to tell you is there are signs out there all over the place that are pointing that this is going to end soon. And you're watching the storm of the left, Antifa, out there trying to beat people up, people trying to confront congressmen, and you have people like McConnell saying, we're not going to be intimidated. In fact, we have his clip.
The far left tried to bully and intimidate members of this body. I'm not suggesting we're the victims here, Mr. President, but I want to make it clear to these people who are chasing my members around the hall here, or harassing them at the airports, or going to their homes, we'll not be intimidated by these people. There is no chance in the world they're going to scare us out of doing our duty. I don't care how many members they chase, how many people they harass here in the halls. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We will not be intimidated by these people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255. When have you heard McConnell speak so forcefully? Tell me when. When have you heard Grassley speak so forcefully? Just tell me. When have you looked... Lindsey Graham. When have you heard Lindsey Graham just literally lose it and say, this is... I'm outraged and I'm campaigning for people. I've never campaigned against other people. He's just going to town. You know why? Because of Donald Trump. And the bigger reason? Because of you. You backing the play of Trump. Do you understand how much you mean to this conversation? When you say to the world, I don't care what you throw at Trump. You can throw racism, misogyny, xenophobia, Islamophobia, homophobia. You can throw all the phobias at him you want. We back this man. Do you understand how empowering that feels to guys like Lindsey Graham and others who are watching this and saying, I want that? It reminds me of being at my great-grandfather's funeral, and my brother, who's 15 months older than I am, he's the only person in the room that's just sitting there staunch. And he felt identically like I did about our great-grandfather. My uncles and I, we can't even look at each other. My cousins, the men I grew up respecting the most, our jaws were quivering like, because we were so close to crying. I mean, we were crying. Let's just not even lie. We were so distraught over the loss of our patriarch. And to this day, I can hardly tell this story. And my brother was stoic, and I wanted that strength. And let me tell you, when I got it, when I finally figured out what it took, because I needed to get connected to God, because that's what my brother told me. Said, hey, bro. Get right with God. You'll be cool. He was so right. So I did. And now I carry that strength into everything that I do. Fox cannot defeat me. Are you kidding? God could just... And Fox can be gone. I'm not worried about Fox. And God can just take his little finger and go, ooh, and lift me up. And I can be bigger than anybody you've ever seen on this planet. If that is his will. Because it doesn't matter what I want to do, it's what he wants to do. But getting that strength and turning yourself over to something bigger than you is empowering. It's amazing. And so what you're watching, what you're witnessing is people like McConnell and all these other Republicans seeing it and saying, I want that feeling. I want a feeling of people backing me 1,000% because they know my heart is in it. And that's what's starting to infiltrate. That's what's starting to get people thinking. Not just on our side. See, what I said to people is this. You can't go to battle until you... Because people would say to me, Kevin, you know, what are you going to do, in fighting the leftists? And I would say, I have to strengthen your backbones first. Before I go at them, I have to have warriors ready to go. You are in training. I'm going to give you a titanium backbone. And a diamond exoskeleton. You're going to be impervious. Then we'll go to war. And that's what Trump is doing. He's giving you just the skeleton of the Terminator. And now he's building the outside of you, and you're ready to go. And that's what he needed. That's what Trump needed. And he got it. And that's what the others want. They want to feel that. And that's what's going to eventually go over to other people. And they're going to go, holy crap, man. I want that feeling. And I'm going to start backing. I'm not talking about our side. I'm talking about the other side, the Kanye West, the Lil Wayne's, the Ice Cubes, the hip hop set, and a bunch of others. That's what they want. And so here's Eva Longoria. She's asked this question about will she help Trump. This is a woman who I will tell you I suspect hated Trump. But here's what she said.
You were politically active in the Obama campaign back in the day, big supporter of our previous president. If this president called and asked for your help to make this a better country, Commander-in-Chief and said, Eva Longoria, I need your help to make this a better world,
right.
would you say yes? Would you help me?
Yes. Okay. I think he
it's
needs
hard to say no to the president.
It's hard to say no to your country.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take up that responsibility. I actually had that fear he was going to call.
A lot of women do.
Meaning like, oh my God, you know, I didn't vote for him. But then I thought about it too, and I was like, you know, if I was called to do some sort of good for the country, of course I would try to educate him specifically on the Latino community and the issues that we face. And I think I could be of great help. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Believe it or not, that's a sign. That's a woman who did not like Trump, and she's willing to help.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump hosted Kanye West and Jim Brown for a meeting and then lunch at the White House today. The president said Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time. Meanwhile, West talked about the Second Amendment.
The problem is illegal guns. Illegal guns is the problem. Not legal guns. We have the right to bear arms.
Rain bans from Hurricane Michael are now causing flooding in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper had a message for North Carolinians.
I want all North Carolinians to be on alert from storm surge on the coast
to strong winds in the eastern and central parts of North Carolina, to rain in the Piedmont and the west. Travel can be treacherous right now.
A full panel of Supreme Court judges in Washington State ruled that the state's death penalty is unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In case you guys are missing it, things are going pretty well on the economic front. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You may be experiencing it yourself. Maybe you have a small business you own and you're going, boy, it's been an upsurge, an uptick in my business. Here's what's interesting, and check this out the way this reads. The number of job openings in the United States climbed to a record 6.94 million in July, and a clear sign that a booming economy is entering the second half of the year with a big dollop of momentum. A dollop. Okay, boy, that's a lot. When you're cooking, they don't tell you it's a pinch, you know, or a teaspoon or a tablespoon. No, it's a dollop. Bloop. My grandmother cooked with Crisco. She used a lot of dollops. Bang! Put that chicken in there. So here's the numbers. I love this. About 5.6 million people were hired, and 5.53 million lost their jobs in July. Now that sounds bad. You're like, 5.68 million hired, 5.53 million fired or lost their jobs. So the differential there is 150,000. So slightly more people, you know, if you look at the numbers. And they, but here's what they say. Such a level of what economists call churn is common in a huge economy. So if you were to go back and look at, Obama's churn, it's nowhere close to that. What this means is we have a very volatile job market. Millions of people exchanging jobs every month. I mean, 6.8 million were hired, new hires. 5.53 million people lost their jobs, which means they left the job to go somewhere else better. Generally, what does that mean? Kevin's voice is getting high. It must mean something. It means the economy's good. The share of people who left jobs, using that number, by the way, the share of people who left jobs on their own, known as the quits rate, rose to a 2.7% among private sector employees. The record is 2.9% set in 2001. That means the number of people leaving jobs to do something on their own who say, I don't need nobody's, you know, corporate welfare. I go do my own thing up on her and that kind of thing. The number of people doing that is almost at the highest level since 2001 at 2.9%. And if you don't remember 2001, we were living on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. We had Clinton as president, and things were starting to cook. The quits rate was 2.4% among all workers, also near a record high. The government began keeping track in 2000. So pretty soon, let me just put it this way. Donald Trump will eclipse the quits rate and set a new record. Workers who switch jobs, they continue, usually get better pay than those who remain in old ones. And more people switch when they are confident about the economy. The U.S. economy is booming. Growth surged in the spring, is carried through summer. Unemployment is uber low at 3.9%. You know what I think they've pretty much done? They pretty much said, let's just not even play with the unemployment number anymore. It's crazy. Layoffs, get this, are at a 50-year low. Small business owners say they are more optimistic about the economy than ever. Some workers are taking advantage of the strong economy and the tight labor market by switching jobs in search of better pay. As a result, companies are offering more attractive pay and benefits to lure new workers or to obtain old ones. You know what Amazon just did the other day? They made all U.S. workers, the base salary for them is $15 an hour. Now, during the time of Obama, what were they trying to do? We need a working, a livable wage, and everybody needs to make this. And you know what the Trump economy did with Amazon? It made the company go, you know what? Jeff Bezos is making billions of dollars. His companies are doing great. Let's go ahead and do it. Now, can every company do that? No. But Amazon did. And here's the thing. Amazon doesn't have many burger flipping jobs. Amazon has jobs that require people to have a level of expertise. The other thing I will tell you about Amazon is they got something up their sleeve. They know a lot of those jobs are menial and they'll go away. They know they can consolidate many. They know they can squeeze. I mean, think about it. Automated, you know, DCs, distribution centers. Nothing but robots. So great. They got 100 people working in a warehouse today. That'll be 10. So, yeah, we'll give you $15 an hour temporarily. Then you're going to be on the unemployment line, and you better find something better to do. But guess what? The good news, Trump will have them something to do. Here was another report on job surge. Job growth surged in September to its highest level in 7 months as the economy put up another show of strength. I want you to go back and you go look at Obama's reports. Do any leftists, you want to have some fun? Go back and look at what Obama, what was reported during his great months, where people quit looking for jobs, which is how he lowered the unemployment rate. All right? And all the jobs that he were creating were menial jobs. The churn rate. Go look at the churn rate. Go look at the quits rate. Go look at any of the things that they're measuring Trump by. Bring back that information to the show. Give us a call at 844-551-8255. And let's go through the numbers. If you got some spare time, you want to challenge us on this. Job growth surged in September to its highest level in 7 months. Another show of strength. This is Moody's Analytics. ADP, the people that are in the market looking at all the people getting hired, fired, all the data. Get this. Private companies, this is September, added 230,000 more positions for the month, the best level since the 241,000 jobs added in February, well ahead of the 168,000 jobs added in August. The total was well ahead of the 185,000 jobs expected by economists surveyed by Refinitiv, formerly Thomson Reuters. So they expected 185,000 jobs. They got 230,000 jobs. For those of you doing the math, that's 45,000 more than expected. And don't be surprised if they revise it up in a week. Construction, they say, grew by 34,000 as goods-producing industries overall contributed 46,000 to the final count. Let me translate that for you. It means good-paying jobs are what are being added, not the menial jobs that Barack Obama called himself adding. Now, let's talk about it from what the Fed said. The following Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's description of the U.S. economic outlook as remarkably positive, market watchers are fielding questions as to how long this rosy period might last. You know, that period that Barack Obama said he created, but he can't figure out how to save Carrier. because he said Trump would need a magic wand? The guy who said we wouldn't be able to bring manufacturing jobs back, construction, things like this, that we were going to be losing way with this. We wouldn't be able to bring steel back and a host of other things. That we needed to get used to the idea of a 2% GDP, that we needed to get used to the idea that our trade deficit is the way it's going to be, the way that it has to be. Well, you want to know what the answer is when people were asked how long they think this rosy period was going to last? Quite some time. In the words of Chicago Fed Chief Executive Charles Evans, he says, but only if interest rates are hiked to above normal, above neutral, which he described as about 3%. The U.S. economy is doing extremely well. Fundamentals are strong. The labor market is doing terrific, Evans told CNBC Squawk Box Europe on Wednesday. Indeed, unemployment is currently below 4%, its lowest level in 18 years. Payroll employment has added more than 200,000 jobs per month, and inflation is up to the Fed's target level of 2%. You need inflation to some degree because it's a sign of a growing economy. You don't want overinflation, and you certainly don't want hyperinflation, you know, which technically overinflation is, but I'm saying you don't want even 18% inflation like we had with Carter. You want a controllable inflation rate, things growing at a controlled pace so people know that their time is getting more valuable, their services are getting more valuable, and then it impacts the T-bills and other, you know, instruments of government where people want to invest in the government because they understand that it is clicking, it's moving. By the way, in contrast, China is losing ground. They're having to look at their monetary policy right now. Anyway, this guy goes on. So I spent quite a long time indicating that I think inflation needs to get to 2%, and here we are. I think things are going very well. This is something that can be continued for a number of years. In fact, I think that by setting the policy rate just a little above neutral, it will continue to go on for quite some time. Way to go, President
Trump.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I read an article that was called Five Lessons About the Left That You Can Learn From This Kavanaugh Thing. And I thought to myself, this is really interesting. And it's a lot of things that we talk about on the program, but some of the things that the author illuminated were just spot on. And I want to cover some of it, but here's what he says. As painful as that is for the Democratic Party and the American left, it can't be avoided that after Saturday's 50-48 vote and what might turn out to be the most self-destructive political gambit in the country's recent history, we'll know for sure in a month when the November midterms have come and gone and the Democrats' supposed blue wave sweeping them back into power on Capitol Hill either happens or, more likely, it doesn't. The Democrats had to know they couldn't stop the Kavanaugh nomination. To do that would entail getting 2 Republicans, blah, blah, blah. So he explains that. But he says, Kavanaugh turned out to be a brilliant choice by President Trump. He's reliable, if not by reputation, rabid conservative, but one who's very well respected in Washington and a bit of a crossover choice within the Republican Party given his Bush pedigree. And he says that Kavanaugh brought some never-Trumpers into the fold. He says, and his personal record was so clean that it would take a dive into pure falsehood and insanity to derail him. In which the Democratic Party said, hold my beer. And I thought that was funny. He says, the campaign to destroy Kavanaugh told us a lot about the Democrats and the hard left advocacy groups who control the party. The main lessons fall under five basic truths. One, the end justifies the means, even if the means are ridiculous and highly unlikely to produce the ends. It says, give the Democrats credit because they did at least try to convince the American people Kavanaugh wasn't a mainstream jurist first before attempting to smear him with accusations he's a sexual predator. Where they went wrong was that when the first argument didn't convince the public and wasn't persuasive against Jeff Flakes and Susan Collinses of the world, they neglected to make the best of the situation and used the impending loss of the Kavanaugh fight to motivate their voters. Somebody atop George Soros' network of tin pot revolutionaries got together with Tom Perez and legitimate women abuser Keith Ellison at the DMC, not to mention Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein, and decided to paraphrase Senator John Kennedy to hit the bottom and start digging, drumming up an allegation by a mentally unstable California psychology professor that Kavanaugh had been inappropriate, perhaps abusive, during a high school encounter 36 years in the past, then doubling and tripling down with even less plausible allegations, all the while leaving what looks like a fairly clear paper trail of coordination, is the kind of all-in bluff no credible political operative would say was worth the risk. Wow! How do you put it any better than that? But Schumer and Feinstein pushed in chips in the middle, expecting Trump and Kavanaugh would fold. When they didn't, and when Trump went further and derisively offered the true characterization of Christine Ford's testimony in a 36-second outburst in Mississippi campaign appearance, the entire political class treated as an unforgivable breach of presidential protocol, it became clear the entire episode was a lost cause. That's what I said to you guys. At this point, I'd lost my job at Fox. But Trump then comes in and says, hey, check it out. She's a liar. And maybe he had choice words for himself. And he says, you know, they had got all these protesters arrested, blah, blah, blah. But it was over. Now, point number two, the modern left movement is a movement by and for the people and capable of doing a proper job at honest work. He says, this isn't just a fun thing I say in the space of all time. It can't be disputed anymore after the Kavanaugh ordeal. We already know that many, if not most, of the protesters at the Capitol were paid. We know this because they admitted as much. And their employers hardly got their money's worth other than when a couple of Soros-funded apparatchiks cornered Flake in an elevator and managed to get him to call for an expanded FBI background investigation into Ford and Ramirez's allegations, something which raised the ire of lots of Republicans but actually ended up being a good idea because the FBI all but confirmed the allegations were uncorroborated rubbish, building support for Kavanaugh among the non-political and giving Flake, Collins, and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin cover for the confirmation. So true. But he says the protesters came off looking like unemployable dunces. Consider how the hearings went for the Democrats' supposed best and brightest. There was Mazie Hirono and her nonstop fact-free tirades about how all men in America need to shut up. There was Spartacus Booker and his inanities too numerous to count. These were comic ironies of Denang Dick Blumenthal, and with his falsus in uno falsus in omnibus challenge to Kavanaugh after writing a stolen valor claim of having served in Vietnam to the Senate in the first place. There was the hard-to-believe interrogation of Kavanaugh about references to farting in his high school yearbook. He says, these were not indications of people capable of being effective in their jobs. I've said it before, but when you embrace intersectional feminism, postmodern identity politics, and socialist economics as the three-legged stool of your political philosophy, you're not going to attract a lot of people grounded in the kind of reality necessary to do objectively good work. And sooner or later, it's going to become obvious that none of your people can make your trains run on time. Three. Easy one. I covered it the other day. They don't like straight white guys at all. No explanation needed. The Kavanaugh allegations were wholly unsupported by any corroborating evidence at all, something that the Republicans' hired gun, outside counsel Rachel Mitchell, exposed in a highly underrated manner during Christine Ford's testimony. And at the end of the fact-finding process, the Democrats found themselves whining about Kavanaugh's tone. This after accusing a family man with an impeccable reputation of being a gang rapist, of all things, the effect of which was to put every male, and in particular, every straight white male in America, on the defensive with eyes wide open to the threat of a hyper-cynical and loony American left poses. To them, when the new rules migrate out of the academic fever swamps and into the real world, that's the alarm I've been sounding since I got, prior to getting fired, and since getting fired. But he says it's worse than that, because the seething hatred for the patriarchy doesn't just scare the bejesus out of male voters the Dems used to be able to call upon to make a majority. What we're seeing is there might as well have been a more corrosive effect on married women who have husbands and sons. And it's not very helpful among black and Hispanic voters either. I said the same doggone thing. Just crazy. These people have gone to a point where nobody recognizes a Democratic Party. His tone. People are afraid. He says the people who used to run a Democratic Party could have told him running out with believe all women was a bad idea. And not just because it makes Bill Clinton look like a rapist. It recalls similar sentiments used to justify lynch mobs of Scottsboro, Alabama, and Money, Mississippi. And no switching from railroading black men to railroading white men doesn't help the situation. Bang! What did I tell you guys when I talked about Emmett Till? I said, you will find nobody in the black community who's going to overly support this. They may go, well, we're kind of with them, but they're not going to overly support it. Because this black base will go, no. Black men have been accused of things they've never done for millennia. For a long time. It's not going to happen. Number four, they bought into the academic left's war on facts and evidence hook, line, and sinker. At Powerline and other sites has been a good discussion of grievance study scandals, in which three self-described left-leaning liberal academics submitted a raft of papers for peer review in a number of social science journals, which was purposely filled with patent absurdities, and had five of them published, including, hilariously enough, a 3,000-word excerpt of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, rewritten in the language of intersectionality theory, and published in the gender studies journal Aphelia. Now, they say this. Nobody is surprised at the scandal because of the declining quality of left-wing scholarship is quite well known. What the Kavanaugh hearings indicated was that the idiotic thought of processes which created grievance study scandal are alive and well in the top echelons of the Democratic Party. And if this weren't true, you wouldn't see senators like Hirono and Chris Coons intone against the presumption of innocence. And their justification for these insane statements were that the hearings were merely a job interview. A poor attempt, to be sure, given that the Senate's advise and consent function is a constitutional act, and to disparage one of its most fundamental rights in America's jurisprudence amid the process of prima facie abuse, and also because any corporate recruiter would tell you that no employer much cares about a 51-year-old job candidate did in high school. That was a lot to kind of take in, but I think you got it. So that's the gist of it. Number five was, didn't even really matter. Drag a $100 bill through a faculty lounge, a government bureau, or a union hall, and you'll never know what you'll find. That was spot on. That's why I tell you folks, don't worry about the midterms. People have seen the level the Democrats will go to. And by the way, I warned you that this was going to happen months ago.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.